Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got the Yankees and Red Sox later today. The Mets doing just enough to get you excited about next season, as always. And some Monday Night Football from last night. Jerry's here to tell you about all of it. What's happening, Jerry? Good morning.
Well, why not? Good morning. We're brought to you by Brothers Supply, now carrying a full line of Samsung ductless mini splits. Yeah, you eat a lot of football, so why not do the Monday Night game? Bears and Seahawks last night. And you remember this guy? He played for the Giants once, and he had a big part in the win.
Wilson in the gun from his 46. Shotgun snap. Throws into the nickel. A pass. It's intercepted by Amu Kamara. Down the sideline, 40. Chase to the 30. Down the sideline, 20. Breaks a tackle, 15. Down the sideline, 10. They run him to the 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Chicago. Touchdown, Amu Kamara.
And that is Kevin Harlan.
Great point, Boomer.
Westwood won on the fan. Bears wound up beating the Seahawks 24-17. That went for 49 yards the other way for the score. Chicago sacking Russell Wilson six times and Mitchell Trubisky a couple of touchdown passes. Here is Pete Carroll. Things simply went their way, not ours.
That was a good night for Chicago. They had the kind of game that they liked. They controlled the ball pretty well against us and got after us in the first half, rushing the passer.
Yeah, they had five of their six sacks came in that first half. Here was Khalil Mack. He was told that he and his team lead the league in sacks so far.
Oh, damn. That's news to me. That's a great, yeah. I mean, testament to the coverage, rushing coverage working together, you know.
Yeah, it's working out for them so far, as the Bears do win the game 24-17.
They were all over Russell Wilson. Kind of the way they were all over Eli Manning on Sunday night.
Yeah, very right? Similar, yeah.
The only interesting thing is that Russell Wilson will run around and guys will have to chase him.
Right, exactly. As Eli Manning doesn't just sit there and
stepping right and diving down to the ground. Right?
Yeah. So one guy on Twitter was insisting that you look like Mitchell Trubisky, Jerry. Do you see that at all?
Okay, sure. Why not?
You see? No, you do see that?
I don't, but that's cool.
Let me see. Look at me.
Stand up.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, there is a little bit of a resemblance.
He's bigger than you.
It's a big age discrepancy we're talking about here. But you
not that old.
I mean, you could be relatives.
I could see it.
Yeah, but he's still very young.
He's got a square head, kind of like you do.
I have a square head? You have a box head. Would you say I have a box head like you?
Okay, Jerry. You can say like you're just like me, yes.
I'm asking. You just said I have a square head. You have
a
box head.
You do have a square head. Like
big blockhead jackass.
I got a blockhead.
That's fine.
I got Al has a round head.
But yes, agreed. Eddie's is oval.
Right.
And Greg is very
pumpkin like.
Yes.
Right. That's jack-o'-lantern face.
That's actually pretty good.
Yes, right.
That'll come in handy this week, this month or next month. Patriots do trade a conditional fifth round pick to the. Is there just a pipeline, Patriots and Browns?
Let's make
a deal. Let's call Cleveland.
You know, I figured, I said on Sunday, the only place that I could see Josh Gordon going where maybe the environment will stabilize him a little bit would be New England, simply because you're going.
Shooed me away when I brought it up yesterday. You gave me the shooed me away.
I was about Dez Bryant. I was like, ooh, no way.
No. I said Josh Gordon.
That's where he's going. Here was Tom Brady on Westwood One. So what will this mean to the team?
I hate to make projections and expectations. That's not fair. I've never met Josh personally, just like I have met some of the guys that have come in the last couple weeks. So we'll see how it goes this week.
And
that little shot, though, he said, just like I haven't met a couple of guys that come in the last couple of weeks. I'm like, what the hell are we doing here? Can we get some players in here, please?
And the thing that was driving me crazy yesterday was the Randy Moss comparisons. Like, oh, well, when Belichick went and got Randy Moss, please. I mean, Josh Gordon has barely played.
Yes.
You know, Randy Moss was putting together a Hall of Fame career before he got to New England. I mean, this is more... I don't know. Someone like Chad Ochocinco.
This is low risk, high reward.
Right. I mean, even that's a bad comparison because Ochocinco was really good in Cincinnati. I mean, basically, Josh Gordon has put together one good year, and the rest of it has been just craziness.
Most people will tell you, watching him on the field and seeing him in person, that he is the best physical specimen as wide receiver in the NFL.
I don't deny it, but I mean, please. This has been a long time now. It's too many examples. And maybe it works out there. Who knows?
The Vikings did release kicker Daniel Carlson and sign Dan Bailey. Here was Mike Zimmer with the media.
What went into the decision today to let Daniel Carlson go?
Did you see the game?
Right. Okay. Exactly. And they get Dan Bailey, who's brought in the most accurate kicker in the NFL history.
It kind of is a stupid question, right? It's like, what went into the decision? Guy missed a bunch of really critical kicks.
Just like Zane Gonzalez did. And he was released by the Browns. They signed kicker Greg Joseph. Giants center John Jalapio suffers fractures to his lower leg and ankle in the loss to the Cowboys surgery. His season's obviously over. Here was Giants head coach Pat Shurmur on a conference call yesterday. Looked at the film. You know, usually these guys look at film, and now you kind of make the corrections. So what'd you learn after that?
After watching the tape, I don't have really anything new to add.
That was pretty much
it. Oh, Pat Shurmur!
He didn't say anything anyway after the game. He said, after the game, I got to see the tape.
Right, well, he
and now you see the tape. Well, now I have nothing to add. What do you mean I have nothing to add? You know who played well and who didn't?
Nothing to add. Here was Eli with Mike. He says, we are all at fault.
It's about learning from it, though. It's not about getting down or getting, you know, start pointing the fingers or just, you know, this person or that person.
He did say everybody's yelling at the offensive line. He goes, we all have a part in it. It's not just the offensive line. You know, me, the receivers, the running backs, everybody in the offensive
line. Mike was giving him some tips on what to do to help out that offensive line. Was
that true?
Yeah, he goes, yeah, you might have to do some max protect stuff, Eli. You might have to do that. You might have to throw it out the max protect. And Eli goes, well, man, maybe, Mike. Maybe we'll talk. It was. You might have to do. You might have to keep someone else in. You might have to do that to help out some of these guys. You know, so doling out advice to Eli Manning during the interview. Oh, it's just.
You think he turns to Abby like?
But Eli, of course, handles it. He's like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, we'll look into some of those things, Mike.
The Eagles clear Carson Wentz. He will start Sunday at home against the Colts. In Tampa, Jameis Winston has one more game to serve in a suspension before returning. Here was DeSean Jackson on NFL Network. He would not be in favor of removing Fitzpatrick anytime soon.
You have to kind of honor it. You know what I'm saying? No, you can't take the hot man out. He got the hot fire right now.
He's got the hot fire. You don't do anything.
DeSean Jackson should just say, look, Jameis Winston's been throwing it over my head since I've been here, and he can't seem to find how to get me the ball, and this guy is just dropping it in the basket, man. Just leave him in there.
He also said something. I think Al once brought this up. You know what the big screens, like in stadiums, if players ever actually use them to their advantage. Yes. Yeah, he said that yesterday on the first pass play.
I looked up, Jumbotron, seeing fist step back and throw. I'm like, it got to be coming to me.
Because I got to go look for the ball.
In the middle of the play.
He's watching himself on the Jumbotron. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's kind of cool.
I love that, actually. You know, by the way, I would cut Jameis Winston.
Great would that be?
That's what I would do.
Oh, how great would that be?
I'd like, goodbye, see ya. You know, we invested all this time and effort in you, and you know what? Goodbye. Go find somebody else to screw
up. And someone will pick him up immediately.
Yeah, but
maybe they would. But
the Bucks won't
goodbye.
Have the guts to do it. They won't have the guts to do it, but that would be awesome. It really would be.
Oh, he said that DeSean Jackson said Fitzpatrick is playing like a 28-year-old, not the actual age he is.
He's dressing like one, too.
That's true, too. Yes. That was his clothes, yes. This Thursday, well, it's funny, the video of that. So we played the audio of Fitzpatrick saying, hey, this is DeSean's clothes.
Yeah.
The video of it, which I saw today, has DeSean Jackson basically just standing there in like a jock strap,
waiting for his clothes.
It's actually pretty funny.
So when he said only two more, I got to get DJ his clothes back.
He needed his clothes
back.
He
wasn't kidding. Yeah.
So Ryan Fitzpatrick what he is doing is just, it's awesome right now. And I'm not talking about the stuff on the field. It's the stuff off the field. Like, he's playing into the whole thing. And this is what, this is like, I think like how the NFL should be fun, right?
Yeah.
This is like such a great story. And the way he's reacting, the way they're reacting to him, and him dressing up like D-Jack and everything else. And then they're on Monday Night Football next week.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Very fun. This Thursday night, the Jets are in Cleveland. Here is Sam Darnold. Sure, the Browns haven't won a game in a couple of years, but this is no joke.
I think every team in the NFL is dangerous. You know, every team on every given week has a chance to win. So that's how I'm looking at it.
And then they did talk about Greg Williams and all that. And Todd Bowles says, listen, Greg Williams does what he does. We'll have to be ready for him. And then the other thing, which this bothers me, and should bother, well, not you, but your son, the NFL announcing that the roughing the passer penalty on Clay Matthews was 100% the right call.
No, it bothers me, too. I mean, trust me.
Because
I know that's
a terrible
call.
Grab and scoop. Shut up.
It's burping.
Yeah, come on.
But the
right there.
What
are
we talking about?
They're saying that's the burping. That's the burping technique.
Burp this. Give me a break. Yeah. That's ridiculous. I mean, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Come on.
I mean, I was burped like a baby, like, you know, 1,000 times in the NFL.
And you guys, And you had guys that put all their body weight on.
Heck yeah, we
which
did.
Is not
they
a penalty
still do
at
that.
The time.
That's a, now they're obviously penalizing it now, and they're making it a point of emphasis. But Alberto Riveron, again, let's slow it down. Let's look at it frame by frame, and let's take the whole thing literally. When that thing happens in real time, there's no way in the world that Clay Matthews should have been penalized.
And that play could have a
change
huge
the game,
but it could change the entire season. Because think about it, you're talking about two division teams. It ends up being a tie, right? That's going to change tiebreakers. I mean, the game could have been over and probably was going to be over.
The only thing that would have been worse would have been had not for you, but had Green Bay lost the game.
Yeah, right.
When the game really was won with that play.
No, listen, I can see that. I'm not one of these guys that's going to just be total homer. I mean, that was a terrible call. It was awful.
Today at the stadium, you have the Yankees opening up a series with the Red Sox. Jay Happ, Nathan Eovaldi, the starters on the Fan at 12:25, 1:05 first pitch. Aaron Judge, Aroldis Chapman could return at some point during the season. We'll see in terms of actually playing. Yankees lead the A's by a game and a half for the first wild card in the AL. Boston trying to wrap up the division. The A's tonight hosting the Angels. Mets beat the Phillies. I'll play you one clip. Mets beat the Phillies last night as Michael Conforto had himself a night.
In the air, center field and deep. Back goes Herrera to the warning track at the wall. Puts on the capper with a three-run homer. A six RBI night for Conforto, and the Mets lead it 9-4.
And that's Gary Cohen on SNY. They would wind up winning the game 9-4. 3-for-5, six RBIs, a two-run single in the fifth, a go-ahead double in the seventh. Jeff McNeil, three more hits. He's batting 335, I believe it is. He had a double, a couple of runs scored as well. And Zach Wheeler, he did blow a 4-0 lead, but he went seven innings and did get his 12th win. Looks like he might be shut down now because the innings have kind of crept up as he's increased his workload.
And you get
and
another shot
better
at Nola tonight.
So yes, you do. That's exactly right. Nola,
see some bad offense against him if you can.
Goes against Aaron Nola tonight. Dodgers beat the Rockies 8-2. LA leading Colorado by a half game for the NL West lead. Cubs over the Diamondbacks 5-1. Chicago stays 2.5 ahead of Milwaukee in the NL Central. Brewers get a cycle from Christian Yelich. More on that later. Second time in 3 weeks he's done it against the same team, which is crazy. Cardinals beat the Braves 11-6. And the Rays won again. They beat the Rangers 3-0. Still highly, 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 highly unlikely. But 6.5 behind Oakland now with, what, 12 games to go or so? Something like that?
They deserve to be in the playoffs more than the Yankees do.
Well, I don't.
They do. I'm serious. They do.
But they're playing better now. Yes, but for the scope
they've
of the
got.
Season,
I mean, they traded everybody away. They sold at the trade deadline.
And they traded a lot of guys away before the season even started.
They're eight back of the Yankees, and they have four against them in Tampa next
they
week.
They do, and then the Yankees have the Red Sox after that series in Tampa.
That's right.
So it's unlikely still, but just putting it out there.
They're now 17 left to play, 7-13.
That sounds familiar.
Has that ever happened before?
Exactly.
All right, Jerry.
Yep.
Thanks,
there
man.
You
go. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.